Where did you live before you began school here in Three Lakes?
1864 Superior Street, which is right next to the dentist's office, kitty corner from the doctor's office, right on the corner, which is the same house that, like I said, my mother was actually born in. My parents were living there. I have an older sister. She's going to be 79 this year, Gail Ann Graycheck. And my brother, who's 9 years older than me, is going to be 76. His name was Stanley.
And do you remember your grandparents?
Not on my mother's side, because they passed away before I was born.
Your grandparents' names?
That would be Zenobia Woodney. Mm-hmm. Zenowia, I believe. And Budney is Budney. And her father's name was Stanley Dominski. That's Dominski.
Are there any particulars that you remember about where they were from or how long they were in Three Lakes?
They came in the late 1800s. And it's interesting because the house that I was raised in was a fur trapper's cabin, first off. And then it was a surveyor's cabin for the Chicago Northwestern when they were putting in the railroad. So our house goes way back and goes back to the late 1880s. But they both passed away before I was able to meet them.
So when they came to Three Lakes, did they come from somewhere else?
Yes, we come from a 100% Polish family, both sides, my father and mother.
Okay, so on your mother's side, had they just come to the United States and then ended up in Three Lakes?
Yes, and they came through Ellis Island and came over on the train from there. They had relatives in the Midwest. My grandfather's, which is my mother's father, or he had a half-brother by the name of Malkowski, and they're the ones that introduced my grandfather to this area. And they all worked for the Chicago Northwestern, and that's how they had a full-time job.
Could you spell Malkowski?
It's Malkowski, Malkowski.
Do you recall their first names?
I just remember her as my parents would refer to her, because my parents actually took care of her for a while. Chotka, and I can't begin to spell Chotka, but that's a name in Polish that they always referred to her as.
Your father's parents, could you give me their names?
Frank Graycheck and Anna, and I do not know her last name right now.
And did they remain living in Milwaukee then?
Yes. After they moved from Illinois, they moved up to Milwaukee, and that's where all the kids were raised. There were seven of them, seven kids in the family.
Okay, what are your first memories about the house that you lived on Superior Street? Chores, daily routine, hobbies, entertainment?
Probably what I remember most is we always had a lot of trees and playing in the leaves and working in the garden, and we always had a big garden because people back then didn't have a lot of money, so we had to raise a lot of our own food, and some of the buildings were still there from when my mother was growing up because that was actually a little farm. Everybody had little farms back then and raised a cow and chickens and stuff like that. And I was even fortunate enough that when I was real little, 5, 6 years old, we even had a couple chickens that we raised so that I was able to experience that and take care of the chickens. And in the fall, playing in the leaves just was a blast. But we had chores to do. We had to do trimming around the fencing and cutting the grass as we got older. That was kind of passed down from my brother to me.
How would you describe a perfect day when you were young?
Perfect day was getting up in the morning. My mother always cooking us a breakfast before we went to school, if it was a school day, and going to school. And I enjoyed school. I loved my friends and couldn't wait to go to school every year. It wasn't always like that for a lot of the kids that I went to school with, especially younger on. It was a great school to be in, Three Lakes High School, or Three Lakes Grade School.
If you remember spending time with your grandparents. Could you talk about your memories of that?
Yes, it would be my father's mother and her second husband would come up to visit, usually twice a year, and they'd come up for a week or so and spend time because my step-grandfather would love to be up here because he was raised in the city and loved to be in the trees and loved taking rides. And my dad would take him out to Scott Lake and where he was first placed or second place. So my dad went for the CCC camps. And but the single biggest excitement that I had when they came was my step-grandfather was very fussy on his food. So my mother would have to, or my grandmother would have to make Nescos full of chicken and beef, one of each. And when that was brought into the house, oh my God, it was like, it was great. Now that didn't go over so well for my mother because my mother was a good cook, but he wouldn't eat anybody's cooking except for her cooking.
And did you mention his name before, your step?
His name, it was Frank Oshuhusky.
Now, thinking about your preschool years, could you talk about holidays, church affiliations, your friends and family members, and who stands out?
Holidays would be always a fun time because we were old-fashioned. We always had go out and cut our Christmas trees in the woods and bring them back, and we always decorated them, and very religious, raised religious, First Communion, what's the next one up from First
Communion?
Confirmation was done, all done at St. Teresa's Church, attended summer school, they had it for 2 weeks of summer, that wasn't always everybody's favorite thing to do, but that was always stressed by our parents because they were very religious and they wanted us to experience that. And one of the best teachers, or I should say nuns we had, were two guitar singing nuns that came up one summer, and they were a blast to be. They were very young, and I think that was the start of the guitar masses and stuff back years ago, but we couldn't wait to go, but it wasn't always like that. We had some nuns that were pretty religious and pretty strict, and you had to go to mass every single day and stuff like that. But so that was my experience in religion. We always had to go to church, and the funny thing about church is, we had a lot of masses. We had five masses. My parents, as I got older, I could choose which mass to go to. I always stayed away from high mass because that took the longest. We would go to the one that wasn't. But when we were younger, we went to the high mass because that's what they went to. My father was a member of the Altar Society my mother was a member of. And my father was a member of the male group, and I can't think of what that was, but they always had fish fries and things like that for the church, and I would go there and help him set up and stuff. So that was always a fun time to do. Holy Name Society, that's what it was.
You mentioned that both of your families are Polish. Was Polish spoken in the home?
It was spoken in the home, but they did not teach us, because at the dinner table, when they wanted to talk, we couldn't understand. Now, my sister, being much older than me, she was picking up on this, and she could pretty much understand what was going on. She couldn't really speak it fluently, but she knew what they were talking about. But no, we did not ever learn Polish.
What would you say was your favorite season of the year?
I don't think I had a favorite, because I enjoyed all the seasons. The things that stand out from when I was growing up were in the springtime, the trees budding out and everything. And one thing that my mom did with us on our end of town, because I came from the west side of the tracks, was take everybody to walk around Maple Lake. And she did it every single spring. And we'd have as many as 6, 7, maybe 8 kids that she would escort around. And we would do that as the springtime. And then, of course, summer was just getting everything done that you had to do around the yard and work in the garden and playing with all your friends. And we had a farm down the road that I would go into, and my friend was raised there, and he always invited us over, and we could go and make hay and things like that. So I enjoyed doing that. Fall time was playing in the leaves, like I had mentioned, but then of course you had to rake leaves and things like that. Winter was a blast because we would go to sledding, and not so much skiing because we just didn't have skis, but sledding down hills and saucering down hills and things like that.
So now could you talk about going to the store or any of the businesses here in Three Lakes, which ones you remember going to as a child and what you bought or what you did there?
Probably the single most store that I remember going to would be Dobbs Red Owl store. I'd go with my mother every single time she would go, and sometimes it was daily, sometimes it was every other day. And I always enjoyed grocery stores. I could spend hours in grocery stores, so I didn't mind pushing the cart around for her and meeting all the workers there and seeing all the people from town. And Eddie the Butcher, Eddie Olkuski was his name, and Vernon Dobbs, who owned the store, Henry Dobbs' brother. It was always fun seeing them. And Elaine New, who ran the dry goods store, because the store was kind of split in half, and one side was dry goods, the other side were groceries. But that store had everything you needed. I mean, from shoes to pants to anything you needed in this town, they had it there. I mean, it was just that kind of a place. So that was my single most remembrance of businesses. We didn't frequent the gift shops because we lived here, so we didn't need to go in those places. Didn't go to a lot of restaurants because we came from tough times and they just didn't have a lot of money to take us out. We would maybe go out a couple times, and like for a fish fry or something.
You talked about growing vegetables and raising your own food?
Yes, very much so. We grew everything from corn to cabbage to peas to carrots to cucumbers to zucchini, onions, you name it, we planted it. My dad had a huge garden. In fact, for a number of years, the Oneida County came and took pictures of it because he'd always outline the whole garden in flowers, so it was pretty neat to see, and he took pride in always making sure everything looked good. And I just had the two chickens. My parents, they had one cow and they had a calf at times, but they had chickens, they had pigs, and they had geese a couple times and things like that. But the single thing that most Polish people planted were potatoes. Potatoes were planted and on their property, but then along the railroad grade in Three Lakes, right downtown, the railroad would allow them on the right-of-way to plant potatoes. So everybody planted their patch of potatoes, which gave them more potatoes to last throughout the winter and stuff. So
was that going on when you were a kid too?
No. No, that all ended, unfortunately.
That was when your mother was younger.
Yes, when she was younger growing up.